Hello. Welcome to the Way to Wellness podcast. I'm Angela Shack, the founder and host of this fifth podcast of our series of six on wellness in times of stress. Almost a year ago, I wrote a blog called A Little Help for My Friends. It had to do with the importance of friendships and support systems, especially in times of stress. So today, our podcast is appropriately titled A Little Help for My Friends in Times of Stress. So I want to talk about the value of having someone or a group of people who impact your life in a positive and meaningful way. A few years ago, I came across a book titled Blue Zones, written by Dan Brutner. As a journalist for the National Geographic, he and a team of researchers went on a journey around the globe to five areas of the world where there was a concentration of the world's longest living people. The most striking discovery was that these people not only lived long, but they also lived well, meaning that they were still active and had significantly less disease than most Americans. For the purposes of our talk today, I want to focus on one area, Okinawa, Japan. This is an area where, in addition to people doing the things that normally would keep them well, such as eating a healthy plant-based diet and staying active, one of the most important factors was a tradition that they call the moai. The moai is a regular social gathering with other people, most often women in the village. These women would meet each afternoon to drink tea and laugh together. They would often support each other in their daily lives and sometimes even in financial matters. As Brutner said in his book, the Okinawan tradition of forming moais provides a secure social network. The safety net was for financial support, emotional support, and basically just to get together to laugh and gossip and have a good time. This is one of the ways that they were able to shed a lot of the stress of their daily lives. The word itself, moai, roughly means a meeting for a common purpose. When I was writing the blog, I was thinking about how things are different today with our mobile society and rather individualistic culture that we live in. It's often difficult to make meaningful connections, whether it's at work or in your social circle. So today, our activity is going to help us make sure that we've got the people we need in our moai. We're going to do something today called a social connection map. It's an opportunity for you to think about people in your network who are folks that either you contact on a regular basis or maybe you haven't been in contact with them and it might be time to reach out. So get out your pencil and paper and let me walk you through this task. You're going to start with a circle in the middle of the paper and put your name or just put the word me. From there, you're going to draw lines almost like a spider web, draw a line out and make another circle, and put different categories of people in those circles. So for instance, you may have a line and goes out to a circle that says significant other, and another line and circle that says friends, and another one that says church. Perhaps one might be your children, especially if you have adult children. There may be a line that says counselor, or support network in the community. Put as many of those as you can identify. Once you've done the broad categories of your support people, I want you to make additional lines, almost like another spider web from that circle. So if you have a circle that says friend, draw another line from that circle and actually name the friends that you are referring to. And do that with each one of the additional circles. After you've completed identifying all of the support people that you can think of in your network, now it's time to review your map by asking yourself a few questions. The first question is, who are the most important people on this map? You might want to highlight those or put a star by those. The second question is, who is it that you feel the most comfortable sharing your feelings with? The third question is, who do you trust the most to get advice from? The fourth question, who is it that you really enjoy spending time with and want to spend time with most often? And the fifth question, who is it that may need your help or support? At this point, you've had an opportunity to review your social connection map and identify some important people on that map. Now it's time to take one final look at your social connection map. And there's two things that I would like you to think about. Take a closer look at your map and decide if there are some areas where you may need to add some additional supports. Are there some things that may be missing that you feel like could be important? And secondly, I want you to identify one area that you feel like you would like to change. It might be adding that missing support, or it could be taking a look at one of the support systems that you've already identified and thinking of some ways that you may be able to improve upon that. So here's a couple of examples. Recently, I had a family member that was tested positive for COVID-19. I started contacting one of my aunts that this family member was very close to. I knew my aunt would want to have an update on how this person was doing, but I found that as I reached out to my aunt, I actually got support for myself, and in contacting her, we began to have more of a connection. So this was a missing person that I could now add to my social connection map. In thinking about one of the supports that you can improve, one example could be a counselor that you have not been seeing as regularly as you were previously because of the pandemic, and now you have to do things on video, which is for some people less comfortable. So this might be an area where you would want to think of how you can make that type of video counseling session more comfortable for you. And you may even want to talk with the counselor about your feelings and get some suggestions on how you might work together. By taking the time to look at the connections you have with people in your life and asking yourself these few questions, you can begin to get a better picture of what your why may look like. You may not be meeting for tea each afternoon, but you can plan for other ways to stay connected through phone calls, emails, or video chats. By doing these things, you'll be able to feel more supported, and the others you're in contact with will likely feel supported as well. So remember, healthy connections lead to healthier people, and this will help you stay on your way to wellness. Thank you for listening today.